The Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center officially opens tonight in downtown Dallas. Fort Worth pianist Van Cliburn will perform with the orchestra for an audience including music critics from around the world. The center, designed by architect I.M. Pei, was dedicated with a concert Wednesday night. On the sidewalk in front of the hall, a small group of protesters, one of them carrying a tray of cupcakes, broke into this chant as Mayor Annette Strauss entered the building. Their presence served as a reminder of all the turmoil that surrounded the Meyerson in the past decade, the debates over rising costs and misplaced priorities, and the controversies concerning acoustics and Pei's difficult geometrical designs. But inside the hall, all of that was forgotten as the 2,000 invited guests gathered in the vast, sweeping lobby. Mayor Strauss was elated.
We're going to be officially opening the Symphony Center, but I had not been here before. And it's just beautiful and wonderful. And it's so exciting. It's so wonderful. It's so positive. And I, you know, particularly we've been through some tough times, but this just shows that the people of Dallas have a great spirit and a great confidence in the future of this city.
The audience, including city and business leaders, arts patrons, and students, couldn't help but look up at the graceful curving balconies and staircases and out at the panoramic view of the city provided by expansive floor-to-ceiling windows.
Really magnificent. It's just wonderful to be here. Really enjoying it. It's just breathtaking, I think. It really is.
Yeah, it's outstanding to see what it sounds like when we hear the concert.
A lot more mammoth than I thought it would be.
A lot lighter, more spacious, maybe?
More space, not as colorful as I thought it would be, but then again, it's nice, it's large, very clean and refreshing light.
I expected to see construction workers around. It's very nice.
The spaciousness and airiness of the limestone lobby contrasts sharply with the auditorium itself, which is warmly decorated, shallow, and stacked vertically with side seating, a loge, and two balconies. After some coaxing, the guests settled into their plush seats for the one question still remaining. How would the orchestra sound? The program opened with Beethoven's The Consecration of the House. Following that, violinist Isaac Stern joined conductor Eduardo Mata in the symphony for Beethoven's Concerto for Violin and Orchestra in D major.
What is really happy for everybody here in Dallas is that all the elements for a successful hall are here. You can't add what is not. You can play with what is. There is everything here. So it is a wonderful house. You're hearing things with a clarity that you've never had a chance to hear before. You're hearing your orchestra in full sweep for the first time, really, since I can remember.
Stern has a 40-year association with the Dallas Symphony. The Loge Foyer bears his name. And conductor Mata said during intermission that he was the perfect musician to inaugurate the chamber. But Mata also admitted that this first performance was something of an experiment.
It's a great concert hall and remains to be seen how much it can give. But we have to learn how to play in it. It's like an instrument and we have to learn how to deal with it. So this is the first attempt of the orchestra, and we have a long way to go, but we're learning to play in it, and so far we like it very much. We feel comfortable.
What have you learned so far, and what do you think you still need to achieve in terms of balance and the way the orchestra plays together?
Strictly technical matters within the inner balance of the orchestra. We know that we have to play with more sense of articulation. We know that the hall is very resonant when there are no people in it.
Fort Worth Star-Telegram critic Wayne Gay felt the second half of the program, featuring large 20th century works, was more successful than the first.
The opening chords show that there's a real odd reverberation in this hall at this point that will have to be adjusted. It's heavy on the bass, and it gives a strange quality to the decaying sound. Those opening chords of Beethoven's Consecration of the House Overture really exposed a big weakness in the acoustic of this hall. The Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Beethoven, which is a fairly intimate piece played by Isaac Stern here, was also showed up some weaknesses in the hall. These intimate music just does not quite fill this hall.
Is this something that can be fixed, you think?
You know, I really don't know. It's something that I hope can be fixed. And it's something that I suspect the orchestra management will be trying very hard to fix in the near future.
Because that would certainly limit a soloist's ability to perform here, wouldn't it?
It would. In many auditoriums, it will be an unflattering experience for a soloist, I think.
At times, you seem to be trying to coax a larger sound out of the orchestra tonight. Am I misjudging that, or is that true?
No, it's probably just the result of the nerves and the excitement and the emotional involvement with the music.
How long do you think it'll take you before you can fully make a judgment?
From 3 to 6 months, I think, we will be able to make a judgment. As you probably know, the acoustician is still here making adjustments. There are several things that can be adjusted. One of them is the height and the degree of tilt of the canopy above the orchestra. And all of those things will influence somehow the final sound of the orchestra. I feel very excited, but I feel the burden of the challenge. I think it's a challenge that Dallas has put in our doorstep.